You sit there and you watch stuff.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
That'll teach you.
And I'd just like to give you a warning that at any chance now, I may sneeze. Okay. Like, I've been fighting back a sneeze for the longest time. So at any point now.
Do you ever make yourself sneeze?
No. I've never been able to. I've tried, but I've never been able
to
do that.
Well, one is if you yank a nose hair out, that'll usually do it.
Yeah.
But I don't know why my dad always used to do this. He probably still does it, too, hanging out at his house all by himself. He takes a little, like a paper towel, and just the corner of it, he'll twist it into this little pointy thing right here.
Uh-huh.
And he sits there and he'll sit and watch. As a kid, I remember he would sit there and watch TV and just tickle the inside of his nose and make himself sneeze.
He was giving him his own COVID test.
He was.
That's what he was doing.
He was giving himself a nose rub down, I believe is what it was.
So there's your useless tip of the day.
Thank you. That helps.
Okay. Carry on.
All right. So the Binge Watch Weekend for this weekend is focused on documentaries.
Okay.
And I think I have found a documentary that we, like, at least one of these all of us will love.
Okay.
I feel pretty confident in that.
Documentaries is one of those for me where I feel like there are lots of them out there that I would really enjoy.
Yes.
But, man, you really got to get yourself ramped up to actually watch one of them. You have to get psyched up. It's like trying to read a book or go to the gym. You know, it's just, all right, come on, we can do this.
It's not the same mindset as watching a show, binge watching a show or watching a movie.
Right, because what happens is I say, I want to watch this documentary. It's going to make me a better person in the long run. And then I end up watching Guy's Grocery Games instead. So, yes, enlighten us as to what we have for documentaries.
All right, so this one, Zach, I feel strong that you'll like this one. Okay. It's on Netflix. It's brand new. It's called High Score.
Okay.
High Score.
Is it a video game one?
It's about video games.
Okay.
And the way that this is broken up, it's broken up into seasons. So only season one is out now. There are different episodes where they're talking about the history of games and how games were made. And then they go into detail about specific games. So, for example, they talk about Pac-Man, which you are allegedly a beast at, Miss Pac-Man.
Miss Pac-Man Deluxe, the sped up version. Just to be clear, I got to play the sped up version of that one. But yes, Monica has seen me play. I'm pretty good, aren't I?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, she's not even patronizing me, even though it really sounds like
it. It sounded like
No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah. But yeah, so they talk about Pac-Man. They talk about Super Mario Brothers. They talk about Sonic the Hedgehog, Mortal Kombat, Doom. And this is the first season, so they haven't gotten into, like, the bigger Nintendo 64 kind of game.
Do they showcase sort of the nerds that had the high score at those games?
No.
I'm just curious.
No, they more so just talk about the creation of the games and the social impact when the games came out.
I will tell you, as a sidebar, since it is also a documentary, if you do like video game stuff and you like nerds that are fighting each other over the high score of a video game, watch King of Kong.
King of Kong.
Yep. King of Kong is the movie. It's about a guy who decides he's going to try to set the high score in the old game Donkey Kong.
Okay.
Kind of the original Mario game there.
Yeah.
He decided he was going to set the record. I'm talking 5-6 years ago, not 1982 or whatever. But that record had stood for a really long time. And the guy who had the record is a giant jerk. And all of the people that are his minions try to stop this guy. This is a true story.
Okay.
And they try to stop the guy from getting the Donkey Kong high score. These
so
are
King
adults.
Of Kong.
Adults fighting over Donkey Kong. Yeah, King of Kong. I recommend that
one. All right, I have to look that one up. All right, so that one's kind of for both of us.
Okay.
This next one, I think it's for the world. If you can't get on board with this one, you don't have a soul.
Okay.
I'm just being straightforward with that.
Ooh, this is a big test for us, Monica.
It's called The Dog House of UK.
Oh,
the Dog House of the United Kingdom.
Okay.
So what this is, every episode, remember, if you don't like this, you have no soul. Every episode introduces a new dog that they are looking for a home. So there's a company called The Dog House.
Uh-huh.
And people come to them, they're like, hey, we are looking for a dog. And they're like, all right. So they interview them. They're like, what kind of dog do you like? What kind of lifestyle do you live? And then they take all that information. They go find a rescue dog that fits those needs and introduces that rescue dog to their new forever home.
Okay.
But hold on. Do they play the song? And they
No, they don't play the SPCA song. They don't play the Angels.
They're not legit then.
They're not.
They give relatable. There's backstories on the families, the dogs, the couples.
That's a rip off. They don't have the song.
Okay. Does it make me a bad person? I have to ask, because it sounds like a warm and wonderful show.
It is. I mean, it's every episode is very warm.
Sounds boring to me.
No, it's okay, sweet. It's sweet.
I know.
Your family would love it. Everybody else in your house outside of you, Zach, would love
it. Well, I know, because all they do is watch cat videos all day. It makes total sense for them. I get it. But all right. I think it sounds like a good show,
though. If you can't get on board with this, then I just question the level of soul you have, the depth of your soul.
And that show.
Is that what it is?
That show is not legit. It's not on point.
Well, this next one is for you, Monica.
Okay.
Oh, man. This next one's for you. Okay. This one's on Hulu. It's called Three Identical Strangers. Have you heard of this one?
I have not.
No.
All right. So I'm going to introduce you to the first episode. First episode has this kid, he's a college student. He walks on college campus, and everybody's coming up to him. They're like, hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin. What's up, Kevin? What's up, Kevin? He's like, my name's not Kevin. Why is everybody calling me Kevin? And then he finally asked somebody, he goes, that's not my name. Like, my name is blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, you look just like Kevin. And then they take him to meet this Kevin. It's his identical twin. They were separated at birth.
Oh, my God.
So then the story's in the news. And they're like, oh, these twins, they've met, they've split at birth, blah, blah, blah. And then this other guy goes, wait a minute. They look like me.
Oh, my God.
And they're actually triplets. There are three triplets that have never met before. So that's why it's called Three Identical Strangers.
And it's a documentary. So this is a true story.
Documentary is based on the true story.
Holy crap.
And then you find backstory and the secrets behind everything that's happened, why they were split up, how they ended up in the same place. And it's a documentary.
Wow. All right. Question for you, Antoine.
Okay.
What is more terrifying, to find out there's two more Zachs or two more Monicas?
Oh, good gracious. terrifying. I'm going to say two more Zachs.
Okay.
Because two more Monicas can occupy themselves. I don't think two more Zachs would like each other. Two more Monicas can keep themselves busy and out of trouble.
The world would come to an end. It would be like Batman versus Superman, end of the world.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay, fair enough. Hers would all distract each other.
Yeah, they would they'd be chasing each other's tail around. That's what happened there.
We would have fun. We'd get into some stuff.
All right. But yeah, so a quick rundown. On Netflix, we have High Score, documentary about video games. On HBO Max, the Doghouse UK edition.
Oh my God. See, maybe do you want to reconsider, because the three of them would go do karaoke together?
Oh, good gracious.
I would love it.
Oh, good gracious. That's a rough one too. All right, but that's on HBO Max at Doghouse UK, and on Hulu, Three Identical Strangers.
Okay. That, my friends, is Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.